Blog Talk Radio.
That we just made last night, nigga. I'm off that whipping, nigga. Bae, pick out whatever you want. About to go do this shit for real. Let's go. Alright, well, let's get it then.
Yeah. Corner Don 313, nigga. Rock the gang, bitch. Get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Cousins in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up. Niggas talk slick, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Cousins in the mall, get your bands up. Always go hard, get your bands up.
Started from the bottom like Drake. Money was the plan, so I gotta contemplate. I'm doing this shit for my own sake. Trying to triple up, make it come right back. That's what you call a 50 blown stack. Came with the blues, then I flipped it like that. Came with the juice, then I stretched it like that. Put it in the pot, made it come right back. I always told myself, I'ma touch means. The day gon' come when a nigga worth means. Wearing foreign kits with my chicks off of drug dealing. Swag stuff car, I know I'm so appealing. I love this damn life. Minus all the bullshit, next 10, get a city. I'm coming with a full clip. Nigga try to test me, watch I split a 16. Nigga come correct when you fucking with a king.
Nigga talking shit, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Checkers in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up. Nigga talk shit, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Checkers in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up.
Certified in these streets, course I'm made for a deal. Work my way up, shit about to get real. Come on, I'ma take Sean Main for this rap shit beyond the streets. And all this crap shit, trying to change the game. And show I'm not average, I can ball like a Laker. Or a Maverick. Versatile flows make these bitch niggas panic. Raised by some wolves, that's why I'm a savage. Look at my diamonds, yeah, my shit transparent. Got the good candy, taste sweet like magic. Out in the shop, blowing stacks on fabric. That's what you get when you're rich, this my lifestyle. According to the game, time for time, talking right now. Niggas don't hate, that's what come with this lifestyle. Gotta be prepared for whatever in these streets. Look at the dot thing, kept on making G's.
Niggas talking shit, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Catches in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up. Niggas talk slick, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Catches in the mall, get your bands up.
If money was a problem, I would have been went broke. Y'all niggas out here juggling and y'all still look broke. I told y'all little niggas a long time ago. If it ain't Rasta gang, then them niggas gotta go. Catch me in the shot, 5 bands, I'm about to blow. Yeah, I'm a little nigga, but I blow a couple stacks. That's my big bro, yeah, he worth a couple racks. We made it out the hood and we ain't never going back.
Yeah, nigga, we out this bitch, nigga. Money on our motherfucking mind, all the motherfucking time, nigga. Stay on our grind, nigga. Rasta gang, bitch.
Niggas talking shit, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Catches in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up. Niggas talk shit, get your bands up. Money ain't shit, get your bands up. Catches in the mall, get your bands up. Always going hard, get your bands up.
How you feeling, homie? Feeling like you look? You call yourself fly, better take another look. Broken mirror, got your point of view fucked up. Niggas ain't eating, so you try to rob a lunch truck. Your boy flow's sick, I think I need some Theraflu. Why you hopping in and out of bitches, baby kangaroo? Showing love to my peoples all day. Rest in peace, Al Buckman, he was reppin' out the A. Okay, that's how I feel, man, that's really how I feel. 33, trying to get about 30 mil. That's all I need, any more is in the next step. Higher tax bracket, then I gotta deal with death threats. You chicken neck, cause you love how I ride the beat. Young and top lockin', take it back to Beach Street. It's so sweet, diabetic insulin flow. It's the new model, but you still saying YOLO. Oh, posing for a photo, you already know though. You only live fly, that's the model, better follow. Think about it, hey, 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 hey. Always mind in your mouth, show respect when you say. Think about it, hey, 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 hey. Can you see you, cause my future's in the way. Real nigga, what's up? Point, game in the fourth quarter. Big salute, Mac Dre in the 40 water. Go high speed, San Fran by the bay. But I can't lie, I gotta represent today. What? Turn Ohio, Midwest red. Firewood, Ram horns, white, black, grand red. I'm doing this for the one to deserve it. When I sneak attack, this'll be your diversion. And I ain't even gotta hit you with the dirty version. If I get my point across, I'ma leave your niggas hurting. Call a coroner, it's been a homicide. Killing all these black rappers, we was any pride. Yeah, you probably thinking that I'm feeling myself. Well, your girl says she love it, are you asking your? Do you do it for the money? Do you do it for your health? Better think quick, homie, it might be your last breath. Singing, posing for a photo, you already know though. You only live fly, that's the motto, better follow. Think about it, hey, 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 hey. Always mind in your mouth, show respect when you say. Think about it, hey, 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 hey. Can't keep you cause my future in the way. Real nigga, what's up? Listen, oil can't split when I rhyme. I'm sitting on watches, always on time. You thirst for them bitches working like a freak, Nick. Give me a sophisticated lady and a sea trip, and we can open up the doors where the keys fit. Mansion in the hills, cross country in a G6. Let me stop before I get too out of pocket. You ain't seeing it like I would adjust your eye socket. Ask me if I'm happy, I feel happier than last year. Thoughts feeling good, you can call it mental cashmere. All the way around, be sticky nice with it. Cold with the wardrobe, you can stay a sight with it. Talk a lot of shit, but you know to hesitate. got a crew with you cause you're sure to catch a fade. Then you post it on your next page, how you running things. When I caught you last week, disappearing like a thief. And you're posing for a photo, you already know though. You only live fly, that's the motto, better follow. Think about it, hey day, hey day, hey day. Always mind in your mouth, show respect when you say. Think about it, hey day, hey day, hey day. Can't see you cause my people in your way. Real nigga, what's up? Yeah, infinite ambition.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Connect Gang Radio. What's poppin', cuz?
What's up, cuz?
Shit, same old chillin'. Out here in the 313.
I heard that.
Smoking on that loud. Sipping on a cup of mud.
Shit, what you hitting on?
Shit, just straight up coffee. What am I smoking on?
Yeah.
I don't even know what this shit called. Man, you know they got so many different names for this shit. I think this shit called desktop or something like that.
Are you on that Star Wars kush?
Yeah, some of that motherfucking Lando Calrissian and motherfucking Han Solo shit. Vader and shit.
Hell yeah, shit.
Shit,
we got
shit,
a banging-ass show today.
Oh, yeah. So we played them joints off that Connect World. Still getting mad hits on that shit.
Hell, yeah. Over 200 downloads and counting.
Yeah. Shit, just dropped that bitch. And we got another mixtape about to drop in June.
Hell, yeah. And Severe got a solo coming out.
Oh, they ain't ready for that.
Hell,
Severe. Oh, man.
That dude killing got double XL knocking on his door, all that.
Yeah, shout out to the bouncer. Double XL. Shit, who we got on tonight, cuz?
We got a homie out the 808, Kari Martino.
That's what's up, the 808, Hawaii in the house.
Hell yeah, all my Hawaii peeps stand up.
Hell yeah.
He's still on the line right now, cuz. I'm going to put him through.
No doubt.
303-901, you on.
Yo, what up, man? It's Kari Martino stepping in, man. What's happening, man? Man, just I heard turnover on multiple levels right now. Just ain't number of positive vibes cracking the atmosphere. You understand? Shit's gravy.
Hell yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. 100.
Yeah, and I was listening to the last few joints I was playing on the Connect Gang Radio a few minutes ago. I had that Candy remix jump popping off, and the joint before that, man, shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you killed that motto, though. Yo, you killed that shit better than the original shit.
Oh, what's word? Shit? It was a fun track to do, man. Just always wanted to do something crazy on that beat. It was fun.
So, you know, we got another mixtape in the works. We dropping in June and shit. I don't know if Cliff hollered at you and shit about that.
Oh, yeah, I shot him a
Not yet, but
on,
I'm definitely down for it, though. Oh, yeah, my friend, he did on the inbox. But yeah, like I said, I'm 100% down for that. Whatever.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's my, I'll make sure I got the eyes and ears open for that. Well, I got a new music video about to drop pretty soon. This is me, third single to my new album, Exit Strategy, The Story Never Ends. But the name of the song is called Story Never Ends. I'm filming it out here in Colorado. That's where I'm out now. So, you know, it's just trying to have fun with life, you know. Put some positivity out there. Honest message. Still having fun with it, though.
Shout out to Colorado.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm right now. Trying to rep that 303 for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the 303rd.
Yeah. I can't forget my hometown, 937, Troutwood, Dayton, Ohio. You know, it's crazy out there for real.
Oh, shit, Ohio now.
Yeah, so I was born and raised there. So the area that made me.
Yeah, shit, I'm over here in Detroit. You know, we repping that dirty fly Midwest.
Hell yeah, I got fam out there too. And I see y'all cracking out there, man. Love all around.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love what y'all doing with that dirty fly records, though, man. It's been buzzing, though. It's been blowing up.
Yeah,
I'm loving
Chris,
that movement,
DG
man.
DG Chris, the movement, man. We're trying to bring the underground up, the underground, the new mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely. And a lot of like mainstream cats are actually looking more towards the ground underground cats for the real rawest talent. That's what's actually coming out of now.
Yep.
So I mean, it's a beautiful thing, yep. Man. Shit is happening.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. The radio falling off, man. So somebody got to come through and pick up the mantle.
Right.
Right. It's wide
right.
open.
Definitely.
Yeah, we all up on that.
Yeah, I like everybody to go on YouTube and SoundCloud. Check out that Havoc produced by DJ Clip, man. That beat is just stupid, man. People going crazy over that shit, man. So I just want everybody to go check that out. It's on DJ Clip's channel. It's on my channel, Carter Martino G, Mix 9981. Like I said, SoundCloud, just go ahead and look at it, man. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give a crazy shout out to 808 right now, man, Hawaii. I spent 15 years out there, still got mad love from the cats out there, man. Everybody out there on the ground feels so hard. They need their respect, man. Somebody, everybody just shine a light on them right now. Just look at what's out there. It's crazy. Beautiful thing, though, man.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring hip-hop out there to the 808 and shit, like how it is out here in the mainland, out here, where we at.
Yep.
There's
a lot of people coming out there making big things happen, too. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I've only been out here in the Mile High City for a couple months now, but I'm meeting a few cats here and there that's got a big buzz going on. So I've just been connected, rubbing elbows with whoever, and I just been loving what I'm seeing, man. Loving what I'm hearing, and having a good time with it.
Yeah, ain't nothing but love. It's a beautiful thing.
Hell yeah.
So how you getting the rap game? How long you been in the rap game? What's your
last 18, 19 years, but as far as like actually getting in the studio and recording something and putting something on wax, I haven't really done anything. Like I started that like 1999, my first song in Trotwood, Ohio, my boy Gemini, we did something. Then when I came to Hawaii in 2000, I started meeting a few people who was doing big things. So I didn't really start to record or do any shows until around 2006, 2007. And since then, it's just been snowballing. Since then, finally got in the studio and started taking it more seriously and started putting projects together. And since then, I just put out like about 6 projects online, 3 or 4 music videos, self-produced and directed. So I'm just trying to take it real seriously, but not too seriously. Just still trying to have fun with it and just get my message across in the most positive and honest way possible. Just trying to entertain, that's all.
Right. Hey, doing your thing. Shit. We all in for the same thing.
Hell yeah.
About to come up.
That's what's up.
You got how the lines looking, Clip?
Oh, the lines are kind of empty right now. I know I was telling people to call in earlier, you know, people they want to network or promote or whatever, you know. I mean, a lot of people, they done linked up with a lot of the guests that we had on here, and they done all kinds of good-ass tracks and all that. So, you know.
Right. Yeah, we got a lot of features out there, a lot of connects, a lot of networking. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I noticed that when I downloaded the mixtape. I seen like I'm cats on there from everywhere. I'm like, damn, it's hopping like that.
Yeah, we got cats.
That really got me excited. Like, okay, can't wait for the next one to come out because it's going to be even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had people from Canada hitting us up, people from Africa. Man, it's just been nuts.
Nice.
England, all over the place. Ireland, shit, Poland. Couldn't even understand what they were saying, but they was coming they was coming hard, though. You was feeling that shit.
They were going in.
That's what I'm saying, man. Global networking is more than just state to state. It's more than just state to state and coast to coast, man. It's all over the world. That's what they call it, Connect World.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. Like, just show that hip hop's all over the world. It just ain't. This shit's big as fuck. It's a movement. I mean, that shit.
It's the biggest genre out right now. It's the most. Yeah, hip hop is the most downloaded genre right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the net now.
True hip hop heads is bumping that underground. That's what we be linking up with. Everybody that really is, I mean, like out of slot connects with Slaughterhouse. You got Team Backpack doing their thing. You got a lot of underground people doing their thing.
Track Baby and all that. Track Baby, Root Boy, Grey Hill. You got a lot of cats. You know. Oh, it's like, because like, people need to hear what the real streets are saying. Not even the streets, just the people on the grind coming up. Because everything is it's unfiltered. It's not watered down. It's not candied up by money or politics. Everything is just straight, raw, real raw from the heart. So if people want to hear purity first, that's what's coming from before it gets mainstreamed up. There ain't really nothing wrong with mainstream. It's just the underground, I feel, is stronger, is better, is more pure. And that's where beginning, that's where everybody's coming from, coming out in the music. And it just feels more fun, too, because it's more freedom, more open.
Oh, yeah.
You do what you want, when you want, how you want it. Gotta love it, man. I'm 34 years old. I've been doing this for 16 years. But actually, just last few or 5 years, it actually been starting to pick up for me where I wanted it to, because I've been doing things, learning a lot about the game from people who's already ahead of me. Or in a place I want to be. So I've been kicking their brains, trying to figure out how they got where they going, what I need to do, but do it in my own way. And since I'm never going to stop, I may focus more on the production and try to start my own label being behind the scenes. But that's why my album's called Extra Strategy, Story Continues, Story Never Ends. Because it never ends. I'm always going to be involved in music for the rest of my life, some way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter on what I'm going to be doing with it, because part of my life, I got that shit embedded in my skin. You know?
Right.
I could talk about it for hours if I wanted to, man. I love it so much. I love what y'all are doing with Connect Gang Radio, man. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, we appreciate the love, too.
It's the artist, you know. It's all about the artist. Just lifting up the underground, man. You know, that's who we're doing it for.
Yep.
That's who it's for, the art. Because this is the art. And, I mean, hip-hop is art.
Hip-hop, you know, hip-hop began in the streets, man, and that's where we got to take it back to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying? So I'm an 80s baby, so I came around the golden age when I was still in its infancy. So I've seen it evolve in so many different ways, and I'm starting to see it evolve back to the beginning, but in a more creative form, where certain cats that just came out of nowhere blowing shit up.
Well, yeah, definitely. Hip-hop
just support the movement.
Hip-hop has gone real corporate, you know what I mean? So you got big corporations involved, man. And whenever shit goes corporate, it becomes uniform, and everything starts to sound the same.
Yeah, exactly. Because all about was trendy, where the quick dollars coming from. Not really investing too much in artist development. And 10 years down the line, but 10 minutes and 10 minutes down the line, and that's just artists become disposable. That's why you see so many one hit wonders popping off, and then you never hear from them again. They end up going like some messed up reality show or something.
Right. Then let's say on the real world or some shit. That's why we gotta take it back from the corporations, because hip hop's not meant to be, you know, some kind of corporate product, man. It's about self expression and all that, you know. That's not something you can just corporatize.
Yeah, you can't. It's best run by people who came up in that environment, came up from the bottom, came up with the struggle of those artists. That know exactly what to put out, how to put it out, and how to make it last forever, make more timeless music. Right now, there's not that much timeless sounding music out right now. And when we get back to that, then it'll roll out better.
Right.
Much cookie cutter shit going on.
The Spice Ones and the E-40s and the Spice Ones, I grew up on all that. The Tupac, the Biggie back in the days. Yeah, I grew up in that same era too. My first time rapping was on a cassette tape with my homeboy. We had the Young Guns, Money, and shit, 2300, and just rapping. I've been rapping since back then. We were doing shows with ICP and all the Juggalos in Detroit.
Yeah.
And through the 90s, and so you know what I'm saying. I've been there for a while. I've seen a change. Evolve in certain ways, and the underground just the mainstream is dead. I mean, back then they played that shit though. Pac was getting airplay. They played some real rap back then, like in the 90s. But
Biggie, Mobb Deep, Nas, all them got airplay. Man, they can't get no airplay now.
No,
I know, right? Because everybody,
dudes like Young Thug and Homie Quan and all these other doofuses.
Yeah, because they commercial. You can put. They want some kind of like. You got to wear these skinny, flashy clothes and with rhinestones all over. Man,
I've been preaching that shit for a minute, man.
Put a bunch of laser lights and shit behind them and call it hip hop.
Right. But they'll never take true hip hop because, I mean, true hip hop, we came up when we were riding in the garage. We played the radio. We wouldn't even listen to the lyrics because we just freestyling while we're driving. Freestyling to
exactly.
the beat. We just rapping to the beat off the top of the
I
head.
Still
I'm
do
not
that
talking
shit.
About like how battles. Yeah, real freestyle too. Where not where
yeah.
like battles today where they come that in there
not
with
spoken word.
They got their whole team. Right.
My spoken word dishes.
Yeah, were you just talking about what you're doing, driving down the road, spitting about this and that, and fucking what's happening next to you and shit, and pager going off and 911 and shit like that. You just off the top of the head, just riding. I came
up
here and
mixing.
I seen hip-hop.
Industry is mixing too much coonery now. Industry is trying to mix a lot of coonery and buffoonery in what we're doing. It's making us all look, making too many of us look bad, making us look like the clowns, really, like almost trying to make it seem like anybody could pick up a mic and be a rapper. That's how I was looking. And that should disgust me. By 2006, almost wanted to stop writing because there was so much crap out that everybody was like eating up. I'm like, dang, am I really eating this shit up? Like, this is what people are loving? What am I doing now? Why am I even doing this? But then I got remotivated, like, okay, you know what? I got to prove motherfuckers wrong. So I started to have different sparking inspirations, get stronger around the time my third or fourth album I was working on. And I just wanted to, like, help any way I could get people's views back to what people were really saying, not just the cookie-cutter shit. Everybody wants to be a carbon copy of the last silly-ass clown that was out. There were no creatives, nothing creative coming out, just same beat sound like everybody else, same rhyme sound like everybody else. Like, damn, come on, man. Home with something else.
Right.
And I guess it's okay to carve your own lane. As long as you carve your own lane, be heard.
I can't even listen to the radio. I can't even listen to the damn radio no more. I fucking
do you
I'm
shit.
The day,
do
man.
You.
I turned that shit off. I didn't make it 5 minutes.
It's hard.
You gotta get
it done.
It's almost like they boy bands now. It's like that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the same type
yeah, pretty much.
You get the block.
That's
real,
the only radio I really listen to is like internet radio because you can pick and choose. You can pick and choose stations all around the world, or internet radio. You can pick and choose what you want to hear. You know what you'd be satisfied. You gotta be force fed a bunch of crap 17,000 times a day.
Right.
Yeah. You switch to one station, they playing the same track on that station. They just
almost simultaneously,
yeah,
almost at the same time.
Death on there.
Yeah. That's out of control. Like the DJ got no control over that shit at all.
They don't. They don't. The PDs want to like give them a limited playlist and say this, you're gonna make motherfuckers like this.
You there?
Yeah, I think my connection went out. But yeah, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. It's been a deep ass convo.
Fuck yeah, that's combos that need to be on the air, man. Just things people that aren't really talking about that much need to get out. People need to not be afraid to get stuff to chest that a lot of people need to hear.
Right. Well, no, that's the thing because I mean, all they talk about nowadays is money, cars, and hoes. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with money, cars, and hoes, but if that's all you got to talk about.
That's all you got, you need to stop rapping, yeah, because everybody ain't heard it a million times already, so it's like. It's good to say it every now and then, but don't make the whole material based on that.
Back in the 90s, you know what I mean? I mean, Mobb Deep talked about the money, cars, and hoes, but they said a lot more than that, too, though.
Do you always go back to a rapper's first album? Go back to motherfucking Jay-Z's first record and then listen to Jay-Z now and you can hear the difference because he's rapping about the struggle. You go to, like, Eminem's first record and then you listen to Eminem now and shit and it's, like, totally different. Like, what you go to a rapper's first record and then go to their shit now and it's...
Well, Eminem actually got harder, though.
Yeah, but he fell off a little bit, too, and shit.
I haven't heard, and his last couple ciphers I've seen him in, I really didn't care for him.
Right.
But when he's on the album, that shit's on point.
Yeah,
it's always more credible when somebody's talking about their, like, life experience, what they've been going through at the moment, what they've been through that people can relate to, or what has been proven, or people already know about, or what is going on at that moment, that doesn't always glorify, may not be glorifying the same exact thing that the next rapper is talking about. That's always what I've been a big fan of. A lot of storytelling. That's what a lot of my rhymes are based on, storytelling. And as long as you talk about, like,
No, I'm not going to say a bunch of stuff that a lot of people that know me know that I haven't done or aren't doing or know that I'm not about. They're not going to support me. They're like, man, this is lying ass. I mean, he goes, do that shit. That's why I'm not afraid to not be gangster, not be the hardest, not be the thuggest, whatever. Because, like, I never did that, so I'm not going to say that in my rhymes. Or I may talk about somebody else doing that or tell their story, but I'm not going to say that that was me to an extent. Because I'll make sure that people that know me from when I was when I was a kid knows that, okay, he's saying the truth or he ain't on no bullshit. Those are the people that's really, I'm really going to support when I actually put out something to sell. And those are the ones that are around with me in the beginning. Not the new friends don't know me that much. I want them to ride with me too, but I make sure that them plus people that knew me before are going to ride with me.
Right.
No doubt.
No doubt.
That's what we're doing for. I mean, that's who your people. You got to do it for your people. And shit, if your people ain't supporting, you ain't gonna have no support.
And exactly. That's where it's your base. That's your base. Your core foundation, right there. Your inner circle.
Because
they want to spread the word faster than people that don't know you well.
Right. And that's what we're trying to do with this whole Connect Gang, Connect World. We're trying to network everybody, trying to get this movement so everybody can just network and connect and. We can all work together, and the deeper and deeper we get, and more the word just keeps spreading and spreading. That's why we're trying to reach out to others across oceans. I mean,
that's a good concept, man.
Right, we bring it together like we unite the whole underground under one thing, and just everybody promoting each other and sharing each other's shit up, and you know what I mean, and all that.
Right.
You can't help but blow up when you're doing that.
Right, everybody show everybody the same love. Help each other out. I mean,
each person tree branches off, and each person tree branches off into the next group of people. And that's why I love the independent, like the independent circle. Where everybody's doing things independent, man. Just keeping them like making everybody's like making their own money and feeding their people, so they can make their own money and feed other people. That's just a beautiful thing right there. And you got to worry about, man. It's nice. I love the independent. The whole independent hustle, man. Like, when I'm out in certain cities, places I've been to before I came out here, even when I'm out here, if I'm just walking around or certain places, a random person come up to me with, like, a tape or something they're promoting, you know, I'll take, like, 2 or 3 seconds, or I mean, like, if it's a CD or something, I'll listen to it a little bit later or check it out or whatever. You know, because I've realized, like, they're doing the same thing I'm doing. They may be doing that thing at the moment, but I know what they're kind of hustling on. I respect that. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's nice. Even if I don't like it, I still give it a chance. I know what they're trying to do, and it's a beautiful thing. I respect that. It's like, yeah, I feel you, bro.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Well, shit. Was there any links you want to shoot out there? Because I think we're about out of time.
Yeah, man. Just go check out my Instagram at Kari Rashad. You can go to my Facebook, Kari Martino. It's all there. All the links are there. SoundCloud, Kari Martino. So KHARIMARTINO. The YouTube is Kari Martino, G at 1999-81. Got the Snapchat at, I think it's Kari Rashad also. Twitter at Kari_Martino. You know, all my music videos are there, self-produced and written, directed by me, with the help and shout out to the homeboy. I'm Bill Prince with HP Photography. Yeah, man. That's pretty much it, man. Just keep supporting the movement. I'm going to keep supporting everybody that I see doing their thing. I appreciate the love, everything that's saying 808, 303, 937, all over the world, too. I appreciate y'all, Connect Gang, Radio, 303-808, for doing that. It's all this beautiful movement. Yeah, man, so hope everybody has a good day, night, evening, wherever you are in the world listening to it.
No doubt.
Y'all check
out
Cars
My
sure.
Productions 2015 and Infinite Ambition coming soon.
You better get that.
Better pick that up.
Connect Gang Radio.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Pack the fuck up and we out.